Sunday morning, 2/20/22. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Then the title of this is Take It Back in Jesus' Name. Satan is a liar and thief. He never created anything but confusion. He only knows how to manipulate and control through deception. He does not get anything, but he has hijacked everything. Do not let this thieving continue. Do not let it go unpunished. Yes, I said punish. When you use my name and my word, it torments the devil. Make him give it all back. Give it all back in Jesus' name. Satan gets no credit for anything except the coming eternal punishment. Anywhere you see his thieving and murdering, set the record straight. Remind him of who it really belongs to. That's you. I gave this earth and its things to you. I left it up to you. I gave you the say, just as I did for Adam. What you say here goes. You're the only one that can bring the correction and change. If a thief showed up at your door, what would you do? Get your gun? Call law enforcement to get him out of your business? Most understand that in the natural with no problem, but seem absolute clueless when it comes to the real thief. They allow him to steal them blind and eventually kill them. As you put on your weapons and begin to fight, I will back you up. Bind the strong men and kick him out and tie his hands. Kick him out of your life, your body, your finances, your family members, your pets, and all that you own, but don't stop there. Start with your inner circle and work your way out. Keep going until you have filled the whole earth, your life, your family, your finances, your city, your state, your country, your leaders, world leaders, on and on it goes. For Satan has entrenched himself throughout the whole earth. Especially speak changes in the church, yes, the laying down of my government in the earth. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. All has succumbed to the liar and thief. This time, the time has come for him to exit this domain. Everything will have to be rebuilt. The church has to come out of Satan's brainwashing as well as all other mountains of culture. But judgment begins the house of God first. Remember this, Satan does not get anything. Nothing was made for him. He does not get a holiday or a number. You will teach the church of how they handed everything over to the evil one by doing this. Oh, we can't celebrate that now. We can't celebrate that holiday now. That's a demonic day. No, he doesn't get a day. Instead of standing with your armor on, they said, well, now we can't celebrate that day or use that number. Boycott, boycott, boycott. I never said that. I said, take it back. Take it back in Jesus' name. Any concession to Satan is defeat. Refuse Satan's entry in every area where you see it, whether it be large or small. Just imagine the church trained this way and how awesome it would be. Well, that is my plan, and it will come to pass. So no more excuses. Stop messing around. It's time to rebuild, just like Nehemiah, a weapon in one hand and a trowel in the other. The church has relinquished its crown. This is what conceding to the enemy does. It's like the rapture. They want to escape. Well, the devil took that day, so we won't celebrate that day. See what boycotting is? They've laid down their crown and are now sitting on their suitcases and waiting for me to take them to heaven. No, this thinking is wrong. It is to be heaven in the earth. No more conceding of your crown, but ruling and reigning with my name. I said in Philippians 2, 10 and 11, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Here's what a crown is, a chaplet, badge of royalty, a prize, a symbol of honor. He says, I am your backup. Revelation 19:11 talks about him on his horse and with the angels and armies of heaven behind him and him coming, and he's scooping up a crown and he's putting it on his head. He's scooping up a crown, putting it on his head. He says, follow me. The Lord said this to me a couple of days ago. The best way to lead is not by word, but by example. He has shown us the way. He's mopping up, cutting that enemy off with the sword of his mouth and putting the crown. Let's just read that, because that's our example. Verse 11 of Revelation 19, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. We need to be eating the flesh of kings. And I don't mean cannibalism. That's what Jesus does. That's his example of ruling and reigning. And we are ruling and reigning with him. Romans 5:17 says that, reign as kings in life. That's the way we're supposed to be ruling and reigning down here right now. All right. He's shown us the way. Okay.